Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Midnight in Harlem by the Tedeschi Trucks Band from their live album, Everybody's Talking. The band is an 11-piece soul rock collective led by the dazzling slide guitar of Derek Trucks and the guitar and soulful singing of his wife and partner, Susan Tedeschi.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from the past.
Tedeschi is a Massachusetts native, and it was here where she built her musical career. From singing in gospel choirs to attending Berklee College of Music to establishing herself in local blues jams, her inspiration comes straight from the great soul and blues singers like Etta James, Coco Taylor, and Ray Charles. Sometimes she'll channel a bit of Bonnie Raitt and Janis Joplin.
Ride that train and free your heart. It's midnight up in Harlem.
The Tedeschi Trucks Band is releasing a new album later this month called Made Up Mind. And they're performing tonight at the Bank of America Pavilion in Boston. Earlier today, we sat down with Susan to talk about her homecoming and about her musical relationship with her husband, Derek Trucks. We began by asking why it took almost 10 years for them to finally start working together.
Well, for a multitude of reasons. You know, one, we both had our own solo careers, our own bands, our own record deals, and we also, you know, gave birth and raised two children. So you had a few things going on. So we've had a lot going on since 2000. You know, we met in 1999, got married in 2001. I had my band, he had his band, as well as the other two. So it was something we had talked about. You know, we wanted to do a project in the future, but kind of had to wait for the right timing. You know, so many people would love to have him in their band, you know, and for him to want to do this project, that was everything for me. Because then I was like, well, if you want me, I'll be there. So, you know, I'm not saying no.
So let me ask you about the partnership. You know, some say our significant other should bring out or does bring out the best in us. So I'm just wondering, do you guys bring out the best in each other musically?
Yeah, I think that the things that we're writing together are better than a lot of the things that we've ever done in the past. I think we both push each other because we're both very much, not necessarily perfectionist, but definitely very focused and want to do the best that we can. And we're always pushing ourselves and we're both a little competitive.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah,
because, of course, he's this, you know, just wildly, insanely talented guitarist.
Yeah.
But you're a good guitarist, too. So does that... How does that competition manifest itself?
It's an interesting thing. You know, he has been very gracious and has let me continue to play guitar in the band. But the great thing about having him is I know how amazing a guitar player he is. So any advice he gives me, I generally listen to. And even if
generally.
Yeah. Even if that's layout, don't play. Or if it's solo here, you know. So really, I just take the opportunity to learn as much as I can as a guitarist from him. But then vocally, I think, you know, the two of us are right on the same level because I'll sing something, he'll play it back. He'll play something, I can sing it back. You know, we both can kind of see where the other one's going and sort of like we can almost continue each other's sentences, but with music. Like a lot of people would think, oh, you know, guitar players, you know, they just want a solo. He's not like that. You know, he's really very humble. You know, he tries to show everybody's talents in the band.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because the thing that struck me about watching you guys last November in the House of Blues is there was a wonderful sense of generosity and sharing. I mean, I get the sense that you and Derek lead the band, but you don't do it sort of physically on the stage. There's
no.
A lot of sort of openness, a lot of room for everybody.
Yep. It's very important to make sure that you're thinking about everybody all the time. You know, what are the strengths of the band and how can we get it across? And, you know, there's always somebody else to look at. If you get bored looking at me or Derek, you can look at the horns that are jumping around. You can look at the singers or Kofi, you know, and the two drummers are amazing. So
yeah, so it's described as an 11-piece soul rock collective. I love saying that. I don't know why. But so how do you describe what's going on in this band? I mean, when I talked to Derek about it, he called it sort of a new musical approach with this band. How do you describe
it? I was going to say, yeah, it's sort of a uncharted territory. You know, it's really difficult to just put it in a box.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, you're a blues band. We're not a blues band. We are definitely blues roots, and mm-hmm. we have some songs that are straight up blues, but we have songs that are straight up jazz or world music or gospel or, you know, even country or rock. But I like to say, you know, we're basically an American band. You know, we're American music. We come from all of our different influences, from Bob Dylan to, you know, Louis Armstrong to somebody like Mahalia Jackson to Sly and the Family Stone to Delaney and Bonnie to bands, you know, that come out of every part of the United States.
So tell me about this new album coming out later this month. It's called Made Up Mind, right?
Yeah.
And I should tell you, I've gotten to listen to a little bit of it, the song Part of Me.
I wasn't sure.
Just beautiful,
yeah,
real sort of
fun.
Soulful, deep song. Tell me about that.
Well, our friend Doyle Bramhall, who used to play with Clapton's band with Derek, he came down the house to write with us, and that was one of the tunes that he had in his head. And so he went in the studio and said, okay, I need a bass. And he started playing a bass line, and it's like, Derek, get on the drums. And so Derek's playing drums, and he's playing bass, and then, you know, they layered it and made a demo of the song and built it up from scratch, just from the rhythm section on up. And so he had heard everything and all the parts in his head, and then him and I, we went in the studio and we, you know, put on some vocals, and he sang me a little bit of a melody line with no words, and we just kind of made up words, and,
oh, wow.
And before you knew it, we had sort of a song.
I was on the when I realized I looked back.
So, Susan, you're back home, you're a local person, you grew up in Norwell. And I want to ask you about what it was like this summer to play with the Boston Pops on the 4th of July. You did this great song, Do I Look Worried? What was that like?
It was amazing. And that song is on the new record.
Right.
And I wanted to do it because I know... Well, first off, how strong-minded people in Boston are, because I'm from here. And, you know, and it was a very emotional year here, you know, mm-hmm. with the Boston Marathon. And just that feeling of, you know, people trying to make you fearful, you know. And I think one of the great things about Boston is they stick together and they're not going to be afraid and they're going to live their life. And, you know, and I kind of wanted that sentiment to kind of get out there when I was singing that song. And also playing with the Pops was just such a dream. You know, that's something you dream about when you're a little girl. Like, I want to play with John Williams or, you know, or Arthur Fiedler. And now it's Keith Lockhart. You know, it's just, it's really exciting. And I have so much family here, so many friends. I went to high school here. I went to college here. Started my career here in Boston. So, you know, it means everything to me.
Sure. Well, let me ask you finally, you mentioned the word family, and we started off this interview talking about family. You and Derek obviously have a family, kids. You also have a band, which is a kind of family. And I'm just wondering, and I understand your kids are touring with you right now.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the challenge of juggling all this.
You know, people think, oh, you know, being a musician is so glamorous and it's so easy, but it's not. You know, we get up early and we travel long distances. You know, we'll be traveling 600 miles tonight. Pretty much take a shower and do it all over again, you know. So it is kind of interesting trying to juggle everything, and I couldn't do it without family. Derek's mother has been a saint, and she has been there so much, and spending more time with her son, who has been on the road since 11. So it's kind of a crazy life, but we all manage.
Well, Susan, what a pleasure. Thanks so much. Good
Thank
luck tonight
you.
And good luck on the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Susan Tedeschi, who along with her husband Derek Trucks and 9 other musicians make up the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They'll be performing tonight at the Bank of America Pavilion. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And we'll go out today with their song, Bound for Glory.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.